Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So our next couple of stories take us to Georgia. The important thing to know about Georgia in terms of where we stand with COVID-19 is that this is a state where the governor, Brian Kemp, has actually sued the mayor of Atlanta over a mask mandate. The governor does not want one. The mayor of Atlanta does. And these two have been, among other things, in a legal fight over that mask mandate. And now we have kids that are back in school, which is hard for me to imagine. I just can't even believe that at this point kids would be in school. It seems early and cases are going up, but whatever. That's what they're doing. And so we'll talk in a second about COVID-19 in particular, but there's a picture that was taken at a back-to-school event that is circulating on social media that is stirring a lot of controversy.
Yeah, and it's not the only one. I mean, this one particular school in Georgia is the one that's gotten notice for it, but we're seeing things like this all over the place because it has, and this is out of Cherokee County, Georgia. I'm not exactly sure where that is, but...
Metro Atlanta.
Oh, it's Metro Atlanta. Okay, so it's just a little bit outside. There's three counties that Atlanta is kind of part of. So Cherokee apparently is one of them. And yeah, there's got to be, 50, 60 kids in this picture? And they're all not a single mask. And they're all standing next to each other. I mean, like right next to each other, kind of gathered in for. Yeah, it's like when they say, hey, push in for the picture. Everybody's got to get into the frame. That's what they're jammed in there like.
So this is Sequoia High School. These are high school girls. I think most of them in this picture are girls that were together. Initially, I thought maybe this was by the pool or in the gym or something like that. Now I can't tell. And they're all kind of dressed alike. I don't know if they're all in, a lot of them are in black dresses. So I don't know if they're part of a team or something like that. But yeah, so the high school puts this up on Instagram, shows dozens of students huddled together for a back to school picture. After online criticism, because no one is wearing a mask and kids should not be that close to each other, the photo was deleted from the account.
That'll
there was a
it.
Similar picture of students outside Etowah High School in Woodstock that shows teens bunched together on a school sidewalk with no face coverings in sight. I assume this is all Georgia. Paulding County also had a photo of students crammed into a hallway with only a few of them wearing masks. Can I ask the obvious question?
Sure.
Why would you put this on Instagram? Why would you? You know you're going to get criticism for it. Number one, I don't know why you'd take the picture in the first place.
Yeah.
Dumb. I don't know why, but okay. But you know you're going to have to, you know people are going to be outraged at this. And I also wonder if you're putting kids in an odd position because they know what's going on in the world and they know that when they go, now maybe the attitude's a little different in Georgia, but aren't you putting kids in a weird position? Like, what if the kid knows they're not supposed to be that close to other kids taking a picture without wearing a mask?
Yeah, and you say, no, everybody's got to be in the picture. Go ahead and get in there. I mean, we all remember what that, we talk a lot about peer pressure, but we don't talk a lot about the pressure that comes from above, you know, from the teachers and the administrators. That's, as a school kid, boy, there weren't many of us who would say no to that.
Right, exactly. That makes perfect sense. We'll talk more about this picture coming up after news. We'll also talk about what has happened already in Georgia with schools opening already. It's exactly what it's the, again, I feel like the whole story of COVID-19 is incredibly predictable.
Yep.
I feel like I say that every day. So we'll talk about a couple other things out of Georgia as well. News is next here on KMBZ. It's 10:28. We're talking about I think in general, kids going back to school, which is happening already in school buildings in some parts of the country. And for some reason, Georgia seems to be the hot spot for these pictures that are coming out. And I think it's a weird position to put kids in, and the wrong position to put kids in. It really is irritating. And if you want to weigh in, 576-7798 or text in 913-576-7798. Because kids have been hearing for, 5 months about social distancing and don't be that close to each other and wear masks when you go out and the different ways that it can spread. And then we have pictures. We just mentioned three schools out of Georgia where you've had kids in back to school photos. And in this particular case, this first one, 60 kids in high school kids in a picture together that's back to school. Excuse me, nobody's wearing masks. They're all, arm to arm, they're all kind of holding each other and hugging each other in this picture. Like you said, the photographer probably said, okay, everybody, I need you to get in close so that I can get the shot.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Well, what I guess gets the most hard to deal with and irritating about this on a daily basis is how often does the scientific community have to be right? How often do they have to accurately predict what's about to happen if we do this for people to go, wow, they've been right like 12 times in a row. They haven't been wrong yet. Maybe we should look. Nah, it's okay. No, let's not listen to them. I'm sure they're wrong this time. I mean, they all said if you open back up too early, cases are going to spike. All of the places where they opened up too early, cases spiked, and they're continuing to spike. And a lot of them have had to go back into the same kinds of orders they had that made cases start to edge down in the first place. And where they're starting to edge down, what are people doing? Oh, yeah, we got to open back up again and open up all the schools, and they don't know anything. Yeah, and the same people are saying, you know what, if you open up the schools and you don't socially distance and you don't have this, you're going to have these kids go back and infect their parents and you're going to see cases spike again. And when they're right again, then, what's the narrative going to be? What's the narrative going to be this time when they get it right?
So we'll talk in a second about how you're right. We'll talk about what happened with a second grader on the first day of school in Georgia, but to your point, John, we get texts like this, okay?
I know.
And you and your facts, man. You insistent on those stupid facts. This was a text we get. And this happens every day. It would appear to the data that cases are starting to plateau, deaths are going down, and all available evidence from schools opened already around the world have shown there is no significant risk of outbreaks with schools. And I've asked for links, and we're going to get them. And the first thing I'm going to do is check the source of your information and see how the math is being done. In no universe are cases going down and starting to plateau. That is happening nowhere.
And in no universe are deaths going down either. As a matter of fact, if you look at the 7-day rolling average, your low ebb was just at the beginning of July. And it has been rising steadily since then. So, I mean, the first high watermark was April 20th, and then deaths did start to go down significantly because New York got control of what was going on there. Then that continued through the beginning of July when states like Georgia, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Southern California, and a few others started to see cases go back up, and they have been pushing steadily that number back up of new cases and of deaths since then.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yes, please text in your links because we want to see the source of your information because the facts are important. Facts are critically important to you deciding what actions you're taking in response. Again, we're going to talk to Quint Lucas about this later. To those of you that are saying, do some research and scientists have been wrong, I want you to tell me what they've been wrong about.
Yeah.
So there's that. And again, if you want to call 576-7798, or you can text into the show if you'd like to put a 913 on that number. So then we go back to Georgia. This is the Cherokee County. Isn't that just the school district we did a story out of?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's
that's
the same
where one
thing.
Of the pictures was.
Same district, a Georgia second grader, Cherokee County, same place that had the picture. A Georgia second grader tested positive for COVID-19 after attending the first day of school. Sixes Elementary began in-person classes on Monday, By Tuesday, a classroom was temporarily closed for deep cleaning, and the teacher and 20 other students have been asked to quarantine for 2 weeks after the second grader tested positive. This is where I'm going to give our schools credit for not going in person for who knows when. I mean, we know schools are starting after Labor Day in a lot of places. I know some schools are still sorting out their plans, but this is where I'll give our schools credit for saying this is why you don't have kids together like that. Again, most predictable story. We could have written the story a month ago.
Sure. Right. And what's going to happen from what? And that goes back to, again, what's going to happen from now? This isn't hard to predict. It isn't hard to fathom, because those kids are all going to infect each other. Most of them will be okay because they're young kids. Some of them won't, but they're going to go home and they're going to give it to their parents and they're going to give it to their teachers. And that's the thing that, I mean, if you listen to people, the ones that are really terrified right now for their lives are teachers. They're the ones who are, you know, again, if you're talking about somebody who's got 30 years on the job, they're going to be in their mid 50s and they're going to be looking at this and thinking, okay, do I really want to be in the center of this Petri dish with something that could kill me?
Right. Right. And it's the same thing, man. I don't mean to sound lectury, but it continues to get frustrating. What the other thing that we're having a lot of problems with is, and the story was just out of Kansas, I can't remember if it was a fourth of cases. I can't remember the percentage. But the number of cases that are being linked to people gathering in larger groups is incredibly frustrating. It's the people acting like this is not still a problem. But the number of outbreaks that have been tied to just family gatherings is infuriating.
It's more than 50. Yeah. And they tell you, here's the things you don't do. And again, that goes back to, what were we being told in April? Most of us were on lockdown at that point, or some semblance of it. The stay-at-home orders were hot and heavy. And they said, okay, this is what we have to do to bend the curve down. And sure enough, it worked. It bent the curve down. And, and the kids all stayed out of school, and most of us stayed out of work or out of the office anyway. And sure enough, the cases started to go down pretty dramatically. And then came that push, open everything back up. And the scientific community was going, don't do that. If you do that and you don't have these restrictions in place, it's going to spike again. Oh, no, it won't. Everything's fine. Push right ahead. And what happened? And I mean, we know what the answer is. That's the real frustrating thing about it. And like you say, you don't want to get lectury. Yeah. But the fact is, we know what the answer is. We know what worked.
Yeah, and the problem is that you got to do the same thing everywhere. And this is where I target in my comments Missouri Governor Parson. You've got to do the same thing everywhere. It doesn't help to have a state like Missouri, where your two metro areas are on opposite sides of the states that share a state line with two states that have statewide mask mandates, but then you have the state in the middle and your two metro areas are under mask mandates, but other parts of your state are not, and people travel, especially this time of year. Yeah. People are trying to get out of your metro areas and go to the Ozarks, where the mayor of Lake of the Ozarks is proud. We're working to get him on the air. He is like wearing it as a badge of honor that it's driving up tourism, that the attention about the EDM concert over the weekend, where there was no one wearing masks and everyone was close together. He's proud of it because it is bringing in tourism dollars. Like, that is completely backwards to me.
Right. And again, the predictable human thing about this is there is only one thing we react to. We've talked about this before, the idea that there's this dichotomy in our heads that says you're either fine or you die. It ignores a whole bunch of stuff that can happen to you that are long-term effects that happen in the middle of all of that. So it's not quite that A-B comparison. But the predictable thing about that is, what do we pay attention to? We pay attention when famous people die. And that's what happened. Remember at the beginning of this, how many people did we lose? Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne. And I mean, there were singers and actors and people who were coming down with this, and we didn't lose all of them, but we lost enough of them that it was a big deal. And the next round of this, unfortunately, is going to have to be if and when, and I hope we don't, but you're going to start to see the public opinion sway if a baseball player dies. If one of the guys that we've heard of over these last couple of weeks from all, Major League Baseball opened up, what happened? The predictable thing. And if one of them ends up seriously hospitalized or out for a month or whatever, or ends up losing his life because of this, that's when people are going to start paying attention again.
Right. That's the only thing we react to. Right. Yeah, it's got to be major. That's when Major League Baseball will say, you know what, maybe we really do just need to stop now. But somebody has to really, really get hurt.
And look, I would rather be wrong. I would 100% rather be wrong about all of this, you know, and have everybody be fine and everybody start paying attention, everybody doing what they're supposed to do. And we could be over with this in a couple of weeks and you and I could go back to talking about fun stuff. I would much rather be wrong. I would sit here every day and open the show by going, hey, you know what? I was wrong for a month, if that's what you wanted. But, you know, I trust the people who have done this for a living for a long time and they all say the same thing.
And it's, anymore, like I'm just ready with an answer all the time. Somebody said, well, yeah, but if you lost your job because the economy tanked, you would change your mind about favoring a stay at home order. You gotta be alive to do that job. I'd rather be unemployed than dead.
I've been unemployed. It sucks.
Yeah.
I'm hip, man. I know. I know exactly what you mean, but no, is that going to make me want to put my health at risk? Absolutely not.
Right. If that's what I have to do, you know, in order to spare me and my family, fine. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.